Thanks for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi, is this Unique Gadget Deals?
I do apologize, ma'am, but we are a third-party call center. We do handle with a lot of businesses and their products. I can see if that was maybe something you ordered with one of our companies, but I will need a little bit of information so I can locate your account.
Okay.
Okay, so if I can have your zip code.
10463.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
Lana Turner.
Okay. And can you go ahead and verify your shipping address for me?
I have the order number, if that would be faster.
Well, ma'am, I do have your account pulled up. So I can further assist you, I will need you to verify that shipping address.
2400 Johnson Avenue, apartment 9D, Bronx, New York, 10463.
Okay. So I do see you here. It does look like you got our Pure Mini Pod, which those are some really great ear pods. They do have very good sound.
Okay, hold it. The packing slip says that, but they sent me a watch.
I see. Okay.
Pure watch, I just got it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I can do, if you'll just give me 1 second, and let me see what I can get done for you, okay?
I don't want it. Okay.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, so I did talk to my supervisor. What I can do for you is I can go ahead and put in a Google Doc for you to get reship those pods, but you will have to send that watch back. So if you'll just press return to sender and return that, and I will get you your Pure Mini Pods to you.
Okay, I don't need any postage on it. You're going to send me a postage slip or something?
Well, yes, ma'am. I will have to give you an RMA number here.
No. I mean, what am I going to use to mail it?
Yes, ma'am. I'll have to give you the address and this RMA number, and you just put that address and this RMA number and send it back to us.
Okay, so just put that on the front, and that'll suffice for the postage?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Are you sending me email, or are you emailing it to me, or are you going to give it to me now?
I can give it to you right now, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get some glasses. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So that RMA number is going to be 2, C as in cat, 924167. C as in cat, D as in dog, E as in Edward.
Okay, T Charles 924167 5 Charles David Edward.
Correct.
And it's called R A. Say it again. What kind of number this is?
I'm sorry. Hold on. R M A.
R M A number. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second to go ahead and get you those mini pods reshipped out to you. It's just going to take 1 second, okay?
Where am I sending this, though? Send it to the return address?
Yes,
there
ma'am.
There is return address on here. Full Fitment Warehouse Shipping.
Correct.
1155 1 East 45th Avenue, Denver.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I just write this information on a piece of paper and tape it to the book, tape it to the front of the envelope, and they'll be sent out with no post.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Just give me 1 second, so
okay.
I can get that done for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I did go ahead and get you all taken care of.
Okay, now, I'm not going to have a lot of trouble with this, right? Just write this on the envelope, tape it on, and put it in a mailbox or send it UPS, or just put it in a mailbox?
Yes, ma'am, just put return to sender, and you should have that RMA number on there, so it should just go ahead and get sent back to us, okay?
Okay, all right, so I'll just use the label that's on there already.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Right, that's good. Okay. All right, now I've been waiting like 3 weeks, so I'll be waiting for the earphones soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.